Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Allison here, along with Red Hood.
Hello and good evening. How are you guys? Well, tonight we'll begin, and Johnny should be along in a few minutes.
I'm here.
Yes.
Johnny,
and
before
he's
we get
here.
Started, I say
Johnny,
we should
that.
Go through. And our, yes, a little bit off
before
tonight,
we,
but.
And before we do anything, we would like to say that our sponsors for tonight are Vimeo and Audible. Vimeo, the best use of your online footage around, and you can create, send, and share videos from anywhere in the world. You can also sell them online. They have monthly subscription plans as well as Audible, which are the best audiobooks around right now. I have on my iPod new, very good urban poem called Brand New Ancients by the author Kate Tempest. And it's available on audio with, and you can get it online with our code, which is available at AMCPress/affiliates. And now, with that done, on with the show.
With the news.
Yes.
Our first issue of the night comes from the Huffington Post on the net neutrality clause that has been perking up the nation. So today, as soon as it was posted today at 4:55 p.m. and updated at 8 o'clock tonight, Feds may be looking into a bail on the net neutrality, says the Wall Street Journal. And the Wall Street Journal has a foreboding scope that provides detail on the early draft of the Federal Communications Commission net neutrality laws, and has put it mildly that an internet activist will not be thrilled. According to the Wall Street Journal, the FCC's plan would restore the rules that govern online traffic by granting internet service providers the ability to give some websites preferred treatment, i.e. faster traffic in exchange for money. Such rules were imposed by activists fear that internet service providers would make bandwidth exhaustive websites and think Netflix and Skype pay more or smoother delivery, which theoretically would mean higher prices for customers in return. However, what do we think about this?
It's crazy. It's like you just don't. It's like you know that people rely on these sorts of programs. These sorts rely on things, on these sort of programs like Skype, not Skype, but Netflix, and other things, gaming software, where you have to be online. It's not going to be fair for those that are hardcore gamers. For those that are constantly watching Netflix, they're going to be affected. And people out
Definitely.
There will be affected. No matter how you slice it, it will happen.
Well, it will happen, but, you know, if the Wall Street Journal is reporting it, then most definitely it will happen. The thing about net neutrality is that it's the kind of thing that is very disturbing to me. You know, even though it's only a proposal, it's the kind of thing that says to me, well, it's not free anymore.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that companies would need faster connections to have preferred treatment on the last mile of networks that connect to customers' homes, such as pay-to-pay schemes, were banned under the old rules.
Yep.
I mean, you have two choices. Pay or don't pay. I prefer not to pay. You know?
As if it's expensive enough already.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a higher TV bill is one thing.
Yeah.
But it would provide the ability to enter individual negotiations with content providers.
Yeah.
But there is some good news, which is that the FCC proposal will ban internet service from providing the most outright discriminatory practices like blocking a legal website that offers internet providers that service that the internet provider also offers. Unfortunately, for the defenders of the original tenet of net neutrality, these proposals won't be enough. But critics argue that the end of net neutrality could have far more reach effects on the U.S. side by stifling innovation, hindering cash-strapped internet startups from getting it off the ground, and widening the gap between the riches the rich internet and the poor. So, it's the kind of thing.
Sorry.
That is, well, I guess we'll see. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can't just say it's the end, you know?
No, because it's not fair to those that are actually, like, it's like SOPA. Everyone wanted SOPA, and people
wanted
it.
Well, everybody wanted SOPA, and look what happened. SOPA didn't come.
Right. So it was dead. This can die too. There's there's companies already fighting it. Netflix being one
of
them.
Of course. I mean, really, let's go in depth. You know, in the fact that Soko was about walking the internet, right?
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that it?
Yeah. The basically limiting the net neutrality is similar to SOFA, but you're basically now going to be getting charged a higher price. The customer.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, customer's always right.
Well, the customer may always be right, but at the same time, the customer with what regard is always right? What regard do we have as people who have freedom to use this wonderful thing called the internet? You know, as far as I'm concerned, that the IT crowd, is a very funny show.
Yeah,
but
I've heard about it.
They do the same thing, which is, it's a show about the internet, but it's not a show about the internet so much as the IT guys who say, "Can you turn your button on and off again?" And it's a very funny series. However, they pose a very, very interesting thought, which is the internet started out, for all we know, as a box. And this box was a modem, and this modem connected wires to a computer screen. And originally, the internet was a thing of numbers, 010, if I'm getting this right, hold on a second, I'm not trying to, you know, get this wrong, but I think it was 01010101. It went on like that, right? So the history of the internet, .com was really .company, .edu was really a school, .net was a network, right? So what the FCC is trying to do in all face of reality is restrict, make it sort of like a commodity. When the internet was never really a commodity to begin with. You know, under these new rules, it would be a commodity. It would be a total commodity. And, I mean, what do you think, Allison?
I look at it as being just a way of for them making more money, the government, like Big Brother, wanting to watch. It's not a pleasant
thing. Well, Big Brother wanting to watch, yes, but how does Big Brother watch if Little Brother, let's just say we're Little Brother, okay, if Little Brother is going, wait a second, that's not fair.
Which people are already doing.
Yeah, wait a second, that's not fair. You're watching me, and I'm having to pay further damage costs to get the shit I want. That's wrong.
Yeah. It's like you could only have, it doesn't have to be made to be a commodity when it wasn't. Internet has been made, was created to learn, to progress.
Not regress a society. You know?
Yeah. It's like, come on, let's get the show, let's get on top here. You can't just think that you're
not
going to have.
You can't just say.
Right.
You can't
just say. Shit, it's not working. Well, you can say that, but that's an on and off button. SOFA threatened to shut the internet down.
Right.
This is threatening to have higher costs for premium internet.
And make it where people...
Think about that. Premium internet.
That means families would need to get premium cost internet, and families can afford it.
Well, families that, you know what, it would be actually pretty bad if your one-year-old had to get a job, and in order to get that job, would need to get on the internet, and in order to get the internet, pay about 50 cents, which would add up really quickly over the years to about $1 million.
Yeah, it's crazy. I look at it being like, you're not. People are going to fight it. Like,
you
have. There's so many tech sites out there that are saying, no. Let's stop this.
I have a feeling the why they're saying no is because they themselves don't want to see the internet go and be paid for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everyone will fight it. Because no matter who you are, you use it. You're not going to just...
Well, you use
say,
it, but the internet is like an archive. And this archive is used around the world. Right? It's what keeps our internet, or what keeps our world spinning, is the constant passing of information. So, with that said, let's revolt.
There will be another. I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there's going to be things coming out of the woodwork saying, okay, yeah, we're going to take this on the get shit going and stop.
Everyday people could stop SOFA from coming around. It just means people are going to fight this. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, there's 1 billion, think of this, there's 1 billion people in the world. Okay? In New York City, there is 2.5 million, I think. I'm not sure, but, you know, I think that's it. But give me 1 second. Let me look this up. But what do you think about the situation, Allison?
I said it's wrong. It's like soap all over again. Just in a different form. Just being presented in a different form.
Hey.
In all reality.
I think Philadelphia is 2.5 million people. What? 8.4 million people in New York City.
Exactly.
That's a lot of people.
Wait, 8.4 million.
Okay. Yes.
8.4 million times the world. What is that?
There's a lot of people.
You're a shitload of people.
And
everybody from SIM cards to everything like that.
The internet has brought people together. You don't just say, we're going to just say fuck you to the rest of the world.
Well, all I'm saying, if you said fuck you to the rest of the world, guess what?
1.5 million for Philly. 8.4 million people in New York City.
That's 8.4 million people. Okay.
That would be a million
people. Let's just think about that. For 2 seconds. Okay. 8.4 million people.
Yes.
No, just think about the number.
I am.
Okay. 8.4 million people. And everybody has the opinion that the internet should be free.
It should be free.
It should be free. Now, the FCC wants to challenge that and say, no, your internet shouldn't be free. Why challenge the people who want free access?
I understand paying for a service. A service charge, yes, that's reasonable. But the whole idea of putting it as a, oh, nope, you can have this, the whole FU.
It's
almost like a FU.
The whole FU scenario. I mean, that's one thing. But then, as well, we go to another topic. If you're just tuning in, we have just covered the net neutrality clause. Now, on to another topic. In Central Africa, the UN has decided to sanction and block Russia, China have decided to block the Central Africa Republic blacklist at the UN. And this comes from Reuters. Russia and China have blocked a proposal by the United States and France to impose UN sanctions on Central Africa's Republican former president Francois Bozé and two other people linked to the conflict there that diplomats chose Diplomats chose to show Reuters on Wednesday. The proposals to sanction Bozé in particular was due to providing support, engaging or providing support for acts that undermine peace, stability, and security of CAR, the Central African Republic. According to the 8-page letter in the UN Security Council sanctions on Central African Republic, the sanction of Bozé was ousted predominantly by Muslim Sikhs rebelled in March 2013, and two other individuals who have been taking place on Tuesday, but first Russia, then China, raised last-minute objections to the method, and it was first kept to blacklist anyone linked to the conflict since a UN sanction was set up in December. But then it goes on to say that if the agreement is not reached to lift the hold, it can leave proposed sanctions in limbo indefinitely, which would then the Security Council Sanctions Committee on work on basis unanimously. France had originally wanted to sanction more individuals, but failed on three names for a joint U.S.-French proposal that Washington's rigorous vetting process could accept, envoys said. Russia's UN mission spokesman declined to comment. Then in email, the Beijing mission in New York said, we would like to reaffirm that it is China's principal stance to be opposed, that the result in two sanctions, the sanctions are not conductive on the proper settlement of problems. Then a Western diplomat, however, said he was optimistic that Russia and China would ultimately be persuaded to back the designation and that they would have cases against Iran and North Korea. I mean, it's a whole list. But they said the Security Council earlier this month authorized a 12,000-strong UN peacekeeping mission to be deployed in September. A sign recognized that 6,000 peacekeepers from the African peacekeeping force and France's 2,000-strong civilian force had failed to stamp their authority on the country.
Bad.
Gives food for thought, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Means they're not fucking around.
Yes, which is great here.
It's great news here, but it's funny because I live 500 feet from the UN. I'm not kidding. And what's incredible is that we never know what is going on in that room.
Yeah.
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 So it just makes things very interesting. I'm sure more things will be to come as well.
Well, what we will do, or I will do, is I will follow the story and report back as I see fit. Because this is very, very interesting to me. Because, you know, Botswana looks exactly like the last king of Scotland who killed. He was the most evil dictator in the world. Give me one. My name's escaping him now, but hold on a second. He's turning. He looks like Idi Amin, you know. But Idi Amin thought that he was doing right by his people. Now, any African republic, or the African republic, whoever they elect, is not as evil as Idi Amin. It's trying to do the right thing, and when you're trying to do the right thing for a country, well, things get fucked up sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? Things get majorly fucked up. And, when things get majorly fucked up, it's kind of like having two things happen. Pretend, if I can make the analogy, right? I'm not going to make an analogy. The analogy is UN is the parent of 94 kids. That's a shitload of kids.
Yeah.
One out of 94, okay, is having a problem. A deep-seated, rooted problem. And this parent can't keep it, control it, but sending peacekeepers, but the peacekeeping effort helps. But it's more than that. innocent civilians are getting killed.
Yes.
Now,
and that's
I'm not all for killing, but I am all for amnesty.
Yes.
This is where I sort of toe the line. And as I said, if I can keep up on this what's going on, then I will report back, and there'll probably be daily articles about what's happening and the continuing stories of what this is.
Right.
But that's all I have for now.
Right.
You know, with that, we go to the weirdest topic in our lineup tonight, which is, you take this one, Allison.
Hold on.
What is this thing about Britons and Christianity?
I don't know. It's like, I look at it as being, if people are getting upset with, the article is basically saying that atheists are getting are getting not peeved, but they're not appreciating the whole constant Catholic or Christian TV series, which they want a more liberal basis, which I can understand. I could see why people would say that, is not everyone is actually equal.
Well, not everybody is actually equal, but apparently, you know, Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister, who is himself an atheist, is blamingly obvious. Do you know how many times that Mr. Clegg gets pinned down in the Independent every day or every week, it sounds like? He's consistently making himself an idiot.
Yeah.
But, you know, the intervention came over the faith in modern Britain, triggered by claims from David Cameron.
Huh?
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
I'm sitting here open-mouthed at the fact that it came directly from David Cameron. Of course it did. You know, David Cameron, that
person, because I wouldn't be surprised if they're any relation. Sorry.
No, they're no relation. They're co-workers. That's probably the only fucking relation they have. You know.
It's worth a shot.
Mr. Clegg said, I'm not a man of faith, but I think it's famously obvious that we as a country are underpinned, informed, and infused by Christian values, Christian heritage, Christian culture, Christian values, and it's funny how he's doing. Heritage, history, culture, values. Heritage, history, culture, values. And he's repeating
that
himself.
That doesn't make sense.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Oh, you're definitely right there. He is an ignoramus and a maroon. However, the thing is that, you know, Christian heritage, Christian history, Christian culture. Now, I've heard of Christian culture. And do you know what else is in Christian culture?
I would say
anybody
medieval... I'm saying the Renaissance period, the Dark Ages. That's the period of time where Christianity was
is Puritanism.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is. Puritanism. Well, it's not only Puritanism, but it's also Christianity. I mean, a million people who have holy wars and Schuler sticking to one man on a cross and then bury him, and we've just celebrated Easter. So, wait, he slept behind a cave, in a cave, and he said, "Oh, my God, I've come out of the cave and I'm reborn."
We can only hope.
No, do you see the contradiction in terms?
Yes, I do.
See, like, Johnny.
Yeah, I see.
You see it, right? You see the KPL?
Yes, we see it.
Okay. So I'm not done then. But then he says, it's something that, I think it's something obvious that I'll identify as a nation. We're also a very tolerant nation. In fact, one of the great Christian values is tolerance. Oh my fucking God. Would somebody please shoot this man? Never mind.
We don't insinuate anything either.
We're not insinuating anything, but it is quite crazy, the rest of his speech. Respect for other people, other nations, other values. So I think, in our view, our Christian heritage sits very comfortably alongside our plurality and our tolerance as a people.
Okay. He's off his rocker. Just a little bit.
Okay. No, just a little bit more. The Tory MP of Muslim heritage said people need to recognize and celebrate this country's Christian cultural value. And then I sort of agree with, and don't shoot me for this, guys, but I do agree with the conservative who is Hindu that said it was nonsense to say Britain is not a Christian country.
I agree with them too.
I mean, really, Christian values and organization are the backbone of civic society. That, oh, of course they are. You know, think of all the saint plays that you participate in mass. Think of the mass. Think of the fucking priests. Think of the person in your class who wanted to become a cleric or a vicar. You can't think of anyone, can you?
Yeah, no. Sorry.
No, you can't. Because nobody wanted to become a vicar. Maybe they wanted to become a basketball player or a rich millionaire or a stockbroker or president of a magazine. Right? Right. Or president of McDonald's, but I don't know why you'd want to do that. Anyway, you know, trying to make this, instead of a war of words on religion, it's such a distraction. Oh, I fucking agree.
It's like karma. Something has to give.
Not even something has to give. Not even something has to give. I think something has to give in something has to give in a way that they just stop talking about it.
I agree.
You know,
it's like let's not beat a dead horse.
Well, it looks like that's what they're doing.
I can tell.
You know, we're not trying to do it. But
obviously.
You know, Groucho Marx. Yeah, Groucho Marx said, never forget in face. I never forget in face, but in your case, I'd be glad to make an exception. Of course, in terms of Nick Clegg, I think that, he would be glad to make an exception. You know?
Yes.
That's in terms of that. Here's the other weirdest news. Apparently, after 1,500 years of waiting, the Loch Ness Monster has been spotted on Apple Maps. Leave it to Apple Maps to actually say, oh yes, we have spotted Nessie.
Which, Nessie is looking, thinking about it, do you think the Loch Ness Monster will just come, want to come out for its own little photo session? Just think of it that way.
Yeah. We'll have more on this tomorrow, but I'm convinced that this is not... I was in Scotland in 2012, okay? That was a year and a half ago.
Oh.
But... And I even saw the Loch Ness Monster, but did I ever say anything? No, I did not. I did not. Because...
I don't think that's something you say, or else people think you're crazy. You're bonkers. Like, you lost marbles.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not bonkers. I'm just me, and if you want to criticize me and say I saw Nessie, you didn't see Nessie, I'm going to shoot you in the face. You know, seriously. I mean, come on.
I'm just looking at it from the perspective of normal people. People most likely would think about it and say, probably, but it's a fable. It's nothing of the sort. So... that sort of thing. I'm looking at from the other point of view, from the opposing point of view, because you can't just have one opinion. We all know this.
No, you can't.
People may try.
You can.
You can and you can't. It doesn't really, there's a balance. There's a nice balance. It's not a, I'm going to make everyone believe that I'm XYZ. Yeah, no, that doesn't work out. You may,
I wonder why the person basically said, yeah, we have a problem. Problem is we don't believe you.
Are you playing devil's advocate here? Bear in mind you.
Well,
I said I'm playing fucking devil's advocate here, as you could tell.
Oh, I could tell that. But, you know, playing devil's advocate, number one, is fine. But were you actually there when you saw Nessie? No, you weren't. I should have told you.
However, I know that there's been different groups of going to find Nessie and different paranormal
groups. How many groups do you think actually found Nessie?
I'm not sure, but I know that people have claimed to see Nessie. It's totally different between, there are such things as hoaxes, like not always legitimate.
Not always legitimate, and not only not always legitimate, but having the goal to say, yes, I have found him. Yes, I have found him. And no, I have not found him. But anyway, I think that is definitely one of the things we'll have to see.
Yes.
You know? And Amazon Prime fans will be very happy, because Netflix and Amazon Prime has just gotten way, way, way better. Here it is. If you have Amazon Prime, you're officially no longer needed to if you have Amazon Prime, you are officially no longer need your roommate's mom's neighbor's HBO Go password to finish your Sopranos binge festing. The Sopranos, 6 Feet Under, and Deadwood, and many other classics will be available to subscribers on May 21st. The two companies announced Wednesday that HBO has signed a deal with Amazon to make its archive of television programs available for streaming to Prime customers. This is the first time HBO's content has been available in an online-only streaming service, which is very exciting.
Yes.
But there's one twist. Certain tentpole franchises on HBO Universe, including Game of Thrones, Sex and the City, Entourage, Curb Your Enthusiasm, are not part of the Amazon deal. These series are apparently just too popular for HBO to give up.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Right now, Amazon an Amazon Prime membership costs $99 per year in addition to streaming video. It offers two free day. I can't even speak tonight, sorry folks, includes a free two-day shipping on many goods sold by the online retail giant, and access to the Kindle Lending Library. That price went up from $79 last March. So you don't have to go. The deal could be a blow to Netflix, which has been in competition with Amazon since its inception. Last August, Netflix snatched up an exclusive streaming deal with the Weinstein Company for its movies, including The Artist and The King's Speech. But both Amazon and Netflix have also released their own original shows to entice new subscribers.
Yes. Which makes it really interesting.
What do you think?
I myself am a Netflix. Enjoy my Netflix. Doesn't need to. Clearly, I would rather have Netflix. Yes, waiting. Yeah. Not that it isn't bad. Would rather wait.
It seems like Netflix actually runs better on the Wii than Amazon Instant.
Well, Amazon Instant actually has new. Amazon Instant has a bunch of new shows that I love. But you know, I'm not gonna diss Netflix. I love Netflix. I just wish they would release Orange Is the New Black a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
Find out what happens.
It will be coming, I'm sure.
But that's just me. I'm an extreme fan of the show. I think
Friday, June 6th. That's when Orange Is New Black Season 2 is coming. June 6th.
June 6th.
Season 2.
June. I have to wait until June.
Yeah.
Yes.
What am I going to do until then?
I'm sure you could figure something out.
A little over a month away.
I can't figure anything out. I'll be lost. Help. Help. I think... That's just not fair.
Michael, I got a sound for you. Oh, where is it?
Oh, my.
No, George, okay, you're not involved in this. Fuck you.
Technically,
fuck, seriously.
She is, because
she is on Netflix
because of Star Trek. So he kind of is involved with Netflix.
No. Well, yes and no. He's also part of the Security Administration, but fuck that. I don't know how bad this is going to get, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm prepared to wait. I'm going to go on a hunger strike. I don't care. For about a month and a half, I don't care if I get anorexic. I'm going to go on a hunger strike, and nobody's going to want to see me, because I'll be skinny as a rack until Netflix releases the season 2 of Orange Is the New Black. And guess what?
I don't think that they're going to just say, yes, we're going to open it because someone's going on a hunger strike. Just saying.
Wait a second. Should we actually, the 8.2 million people who do watch Orange Is the New Black in New York City, how many? Oh! You heard that right, didn't you?
Wait, this just in. You'll get it on June 6, 2014.
This just in, I just wanted fucking sooner than that. That's all. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Maybe in May. Maybe in May. Definitely in May. But anyway,
maybe
fuck
in
it.
June.
But then, I know.
Hey, April's almost over.
April is almost over.
Yes.
Yeah.
April is almost over.
Yes.
That's all you have to say. April is almost over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go fucking crazy. I swear. Ugh. I want to see my prison bitches back.
I'll be back. Just you wait. All I have to
Do I have to go to Vikers Island to get more prison bitch?
Huh. Maybe they're filming season 3. Season 3 is quite great.
Oh my god. Anyway, I think I'm going to go for a hunger strike. On a hunger strike because of the Orange is the New Black series. Because I fucking can't wait at it. And I can't wait anymore. I can't wait anymore. I can't do it. Did it go? But I can't do it. Anyway, our last article of the night comes to us from Reuters. And it's back to sanctions again, this time in South Sudan. The South Sudan UN security members are mulling over the South Sudan, so sanctions. I will update you guys on these two stories as they advance. But with 5 minutes left of the show, I can't go entirely into this, but I'll give you the latest tomorrow night. The UN Security Council members are considering sanctions on South Sudan, warning parties and envoys to say on Wednesday after the UN peacekeeping chief Sedalus demanded serious consequences will be imposed to force to end the violence. But unless there are serious consequences for the parties to cease the violence and engage in meaningful talks, the toll of innocent civilians will continue to rise. People are dying. And the French UN ambassador Gerard Aron said, "I think we're ready to go down the road of sanctions." Which is brilliant. For the sake of the Twitter, the US ambassador Samantha Power posted on Twitter after policing, "For the sake of the people of South Sudan, the international community must sanction political spoilers and those who target civilians."
Makes sense.
President Barack Obama earlier this month authorized possible targeted sanctions against those communities for committing human rights abuses in South Sudan or undermining democracy in the obstruction of the peace process. And tomorrow I will fill you in on more, but that is all I can give for now at 11:57 at night. Since we are just ending the show.
Yep. And those who would like to find out more about all of our links and everything else, you can find us at itsmyurls.com/andsupress. So, yes.
Exactly. I mean, it is crazy with the UN... with all that we've discussed tonight, with the UN sanctions and everything like that, you know, the UN doesn't play around, folks. Yeah. And neither do we. We like to keep it light and frothy, but we felt tonight that, as the title suggests, more meaningful war stories, that we would like to provide you with some. So,
we're very good when we have
stories. It is very good, and it's very interesting. And tomorrow we will give you some more anyway.